Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to The Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Welcome to theboxingvoice.com. Our show will provide in-depth international coverage of the sport of boxing. You'll receive your daily boxing news and headlines, as well as pre-fight interviews on upcoming fights, along with a detailed review of every fight, the aftermath, and its results. Our audience is second to none, with callers from all over the world. Tune in once and become addicted. The difference between us and most is our continued efforts to prioritize the boxing fans, putting them first, giving them the platforms to express their angers and their celebrations when they pick the winner correctly or incorrectly. Call in and voice your opinion. Make sure you follow us on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio to receive one email whenever a show is scheduled, because we do spontaneous shows you wouldn't want to miss. Now your host, Nestor Gibbs.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another special edition, or should I say special day, of the Boxing Voice. Back-to-back episodes on a Wednesday afternoon to discuss a lot of boxing. But we had to bring it back full circle to talk about Canelo Alvarez defeating Miguel Cotto for the then vacant WBC due to Miguel Cotto deciding he wasn't going to pay any sanctioning fees. But it was on pay-per-view on HBO, and it was a good fight. And, you know, we had a great show, but a lot of technical difficulties, which are very much unexplainable. But, you know, obviously the show was, one that was in high demand. I mean, the last episode has like 28,000 just on YouTube alone. So, you know, but, you know, we're going to get into all the details of that fight and talk about it. And it's good, because this time around, for those of you that stuck through that horrible audio quality, you know that James wasn't around. And James is here this time around, so we'll get his take.
Fighting out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Boxing fans, here is Jameson.
What's up, Ness? I mean, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, so why not throw the Boxing Voice Friendsgiving and give them a bunch of stuff? We had a show just a few hours ago, about an hour and a half, and now we'll do about another 3 hours here. So we're stuffing your faces with boxing talk in honor of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they can't say that we not giving. They better start thanking. Where do we start? You know what? I know they pretty much heard, my thoughts on this fight, even though it was horrible audio, right? So we'll let you take it away, and then I guess I'll just go off of that, because I know you guys are in for a treat. This guy's going left field.
Yeah, I kind of got to explain the entire weekend in order to talk about the Cotto fight. So I had a fight party with Cotto. Obviously, I love Cotto. All my friends know I love him. And that's where I think that the problem started. So I'll be first up, straight up. We all started watching this fight. Everyone in the fight party, we all thought, and I know people out there are going to hate what I'm about to say, but I'm going to be 100% honest with you. The first time I watched the fight, I had Cotto winning 8-4. I really did. I liked the way his volume punching was. I liked the way that he was putting his punches together. I do understand that Canelo, when he would connect with Cotto, his head was snapping back. I analyzed it a bit a different way, right? Because we had Delvin Rodriguez. Everyone said that Cotto's got power. He knocked him out. Then he fought Sergio Martinez. People gave him credit for power, although the Sergio Martinez, they say, was past his prime. You still need power in order to do that. Then he fought Daniel Gill. And again, he was a little bit weight drained, but you still need power to knock out Daniel Gill. Now, when he hits Canelo Alvarez, no one's giving him credit for being powerful. Everyone's saying that he's punching him like Paul Malignaggi. And this is crazy to me. Canelo Alvarez is a stocky dude. So what do we know about stocky guys? They got bigger, thicker necks. There's a reason why fighters put that little headgear on, and then they do that the weight stuff. It bulkens up your neck muscles to prevent your neck from getting snapped back. It's not to prevent you from getting knocked out. It's not strengthening your jaw. Strengthening your neck to not allow it to be snapped back. So to me, when I saw some of these punches, I understand how people say it didn't look like it was affecting Canelo. He's taking great punches. The only time we ever see Canelo's head get snapped back, Irislandi Lara and Floyd Mayweather, because of the way he does it. He jumps in and they're counter punches. Cotto is not a counter puncher. So after the fight, I'm like, oh shit, it's 8-4. Then we hear the scorecards and I'm like, oh my God, there's no way. Twitter must be blowing up about this. So I look on Twitter. Everyone's got Canelo winning. Everybody. I'm in a group chat with you. I even make a bold statement, and this happens when I make bold statements that are so a matter of fact. I go, Cotto won this fight 8-4. If you saw it any other way, I don't know what you were watching. Literally said it. And then I go on Twitter. Everyone's got Canelo winning. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll go back and watch the fight. And here's the problem that I find with this fight that I have right now. And I'm, like I said, I'm being 100% honest. On the last show, Beeb said, you can't give every round or a fighter every benefit of the doubt. Yes, you can, because it's very possible for you to win every close round. It is very possible, and it's not just being biased. It's saying you can win every close round. To say someone doesn't get the benefit of the doubt every time is given – it's being biased. That's like saying, oh, we'll just – every close round, we'll just divvy up the tally, and he'll get one, and then he'll get one. Then he'll get one, and then he'll get one. The way I score a fight is I make a definitive statement. I don't go, oh, it was close, and you know, 2 rounds ago I gave it to Cotto because it was close. I'm going to give this one to Canelo. No, if it was a close round, I say this dude wins. So long behold, what do? I go back and rewatch the fight knowing that I have to see what people are watching. I have it 8-4 for Canelo. So I'm stuck. I'm like, what the fuck? I have 8-4 for Cotto and 8-4 for Canelo. So I'm telling you, at this point right now, I was biased watching it for Canelo or for Cotto, and I picked Cotto to win, and I got him winning it. Or now I'm so biased thinking I'm going crazy, I'm going to say it's a draw, because I realistically still think that Cotto did enough to maybe eke out a win. And I understand I'm the only person in the world minus Cotto. Maybe it's me, Cotto, and Freddie Roach that really believe that he did win this fight. I don't know what to tell you. I do think that his volume was enough. I understand that Canelo Alvarez's punches were great. He had good head movement. Don't get me wrong. And these, you know, the one thing that doesn't make my case, I'll bring it up. Like I said, I'm being 100% honest with you. The CompuBox stats don't make my case look too well. But when I initially watched this fight, I did think that Cotto was doing enough to win, because these punches that he was landing, some of them were clean, and I know he has pop. But Canelo himself, when he would hit Cotto, it'd be so much more effective. You'd see him get his head snapped back. And I don't know about you, but for me, if I see a fighter land 6 punches, or at least throw them, and then we get his head snap back once, I don't erase the last 6 punches that happened, because it's still still depleting the person's stamina. It's still depleting his willingness to want to come on the inside. So I could see how it was close. To say you had, like, you know, Canelo up by 9-3, I don't know what you were watching. Again, we were on the last show. We were talking about people love to just hate, and then they don't understand that they're biased. I'm admitting that maybe I was biased the first time, but the second time around, now I think I'm crazy. I'm biased again. So I don't even know what I have with this fight. I'm going to say I thought it was a good fight. I thought it was a close fight. No matter how you had it, I'm not upset if you have Canelo. But to have Canelo up big to me is a disservice. And to me personally, I think you're hating on Cotto. He sucks as a person. I'll be the first to tell you. But as a fighter inside the ring, I think he did enough that night. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought it was a good fight. I don't know why people say it was boring too. I mean, I think just the hate is so contagious nowadays. I can't stand it. But, you know, I thought it was a good fight. Again, you know, people are going to call in, hate me, ridicule me, whatever. I had Pacquiao losing the first Tim Bradley. Come at me, bro. I don't give a fuck. Do this.
Hey, man. I wish I could have seen it for Cotto. I didn't. And I understand what you're saying, you know.
Realistically, it was just Cotto was a monster before this fight with his punches, right? Everyone's giving credit for the power that he has.
Yeah, but
and now all of a sudden, because somebody's head's not getting snapped back, he has no power?
No, it's not about the head not getting snapped back. I mean, his power was evident in those other fights. And in this one, it was like, you know, he was like, hey, Canelo, you know, I don't know. It was much of nothing.
Does Matisse did not get credit for fighting Danny Garcia? Danny Garcia took those punches. It didn't look like his head was snapping back like Lamont Peterson.
But he also
he doesn't have power?
He also put his mouthpiece in the fucking 10th row.
Yeah, I guess. But that was Danny Garcia's mouthpiece. But yeah, you're right. I see what you're saying. But, like, you know, look at Lamont Peterson. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. He goes out there and ices Lamont Peterson out. But with Danny Garcia, he doesn't look as powerful. Just because someone's able to take punches doesn't mean, oh, he doesn't hit hard. Doesn't mean shit to me. I the only thing I can say is that you haven't really taken punches.
Well, this is the thing, though, James. It's not about – for me, I'm not looking for – Canelo Alvarez to be marked up. I'm not looking for his head to be snapped back. I'm looking for Cotto to stop his forward momentum. I'm looking for Cotto to take the momentum away from the young guy who's coming forward and trying to beat him to the body and trying to get him out of there. I mean, he was hitting him with leave right hands. I mean, the dude was shining on him for real. Credit Canelo. I mean, credit Canelo for me. I am impressed, man. He beat him up, and he looked good beating him up to me. Like, I get you. You know, you didn't see it that way. You seen, you know, a Malignaggi Broner fight. And that's okay, because I seen Malignaggi doing that to Broner, right? But, you know, for me, I like what Canelo was doing. I like that Canelo was right there in the fucking pocket, dipping at the waist, looking like, looking like he had a little bit of James Brown in him the way he was moving in the ring, bruh. I mean, I like that. I like that. I like that he took a little bit of the Mayweather and he made it work. And you know, he's doing a little bit of the Tyson. And I mean, I like it. I love what I'm seeing. And then he beat an A-class fighter, or what we would consider, you know, whatever tier is underneath Mayweather Pacquiao, comes Cotto. And I think that he looked good doing it. I think that he looked damn good doing it. I don't think that he looked good enough where it tells me like, oh, he's gonna beat up Triple G. That's not even on my mind. But I am thoroughly impressed. You know, he really didn't get too tired. He got tired, but he didn't really get too tired. He set the pace, man. He looked good. He looked mature. And the kid is only 25. Oh, my God. I can't believe a bunch of years ago I used to fucking crap all over this kid. And now look at him. He's going in. He's like a Spartan, this man. He's like a Spartan. He just keeps fighting the guys I want to see him fight. Like, I love it. I love it.
You know, and I just want to rebuttal what you – not rebuttal, but, you know, I do like Canelo Alvarez. I do – like you said, every fight this kid, you could see him improving. I mean, the Trout fight was the first fight that I actually thought I was going to start buying into him, because although it was a close fight, this is when you started seeing the head movement on the kid. Then you start seeing different things like the jab. That uppercut didn't start happening until about three or four fights ago. So that's my problem. The reason why I was saying that story the way I was saying it was – is because if I was biased the first time for Cotto, and I love when people say they're not biased because they're lying sacks of shit. Everyone's biased in a way. So just, you know, try to be as fair and objective as possible. I'm telling you from right now, I can't be fair and objective with this fight, because either I got Cotto winning, I'm a Cotto fan, or I got Canelo winning only because everyone out there is calling me crazy. So I have to find the reason why these people saw it. So like I said, I had an 8-4 Canelo the second time. The first time I had an 8-4 for Cotto. I don't feel I can objectively watch this fight anymore, because now I'm tainted a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm looking for things that I might have shouldn't have been watching. I'm not going to be able to watch it with fresh eyes. So that's what I'm going to say. It was a close fight. I had Cotto winning. Again, me, Cotto, and Freddie Roach are the only people in the world that apparently think this. And maybe I think Boxing Azteca in Mexico had it as well, and Marquez. But, you know, I'm all right with it, because this is my opinion. I value everyone else's opinion. Come at me if you want.
Well, before Mario goes in, I want to ask you this. Or let this marinate. Whatever it is that you thought the outcome was, does it merit an immediate rematch to the sake that Canelo says, I don't got to fight Triple G, I'm going to go ahead and fight Cotto, make more money, and, you know, don't have to fight Triple G?
I thought it was a good fight. Do I want to see it again? Not necessarily. I thought it was a close fight, like I said. I also thought that, you know, I don't want to even compare this, because, again, goddamn, I'm going to be under fire. But I'm not comparing it in the sense that the fight was just as entertaining. But with Orlando Salido and Rocky Martinez, right, they fought the second time. We know the third fight's going to be good. We know it's going to be close. Do I want to see it again? Not necessarily. I don't really care. If I don't get a second Canelo Cotto, I won't be upset. If we do get it, I might not be as excited as the first time, but I still would kind of enjoy it to see what else can happen. But I think what we saw with Cotto that night was the best we're ever going to see Cotto against Canelo. I think Canelo is improving. I think that the next fight, Canelo is going to be more dominant on top of Cotto. So with that said, I don't know if I would want to see a second one. Just as much I don't want to see a second one, I don't want to see Canelo in his first fight take on Gennady Golovkin. I do want to see him get another fight and get his bearings together, I guess.
Is that my cue?
Know what, Mario? I'm over here typing Mario you up, and then in the middle of the type, I'm like, hold on, I got to introduce the guy. No wonder you're waiting there. I'm sorry. See, I dropped the ball. We all dropped the ball one day.
No problem, no problem.
So, hailing from Texas.
It's me, Mario.
Well, now that I have my proper introduction, I can tell you that, I don't know, I think I did watch it objectively. I hear what James is saying, and I believe him. Honestly, I do. I think he's correct for probably like 95 to 98% of the people. And I'm not saying I fall into that 3%. I know when I watch fights and I have a pick and I'm like the Mira fight, I'm sitting there thinking like, oh, I think Mira came back and won that round that he got knocked down in. But with Canelo Cotto, you know, I'm thinking to myself like, yeah, I'm going to try to stay as objective as possible. I feel like Cotto outboxed him every round, just not long enough to win every round. He did it in certain rounds, and I gave him those rounds, and he did it in certain rounds, and he didn't do enough in those rounds. To me, it came down to one simple factor, and it was the exact same thing that I said. Cotto would have absolutely dominated this fight if his punches counted more. I don't think they counted as much. You know, and a lot of people talk about Canelo staying back and you know, the fact that Cotto's punches could have counted for at least that, for at least the fact that Canelo didn't bum rush or, you know, he didn't charge him. Even in firefights, Canelo wasn't the aggressor. Cotto was. Cotto started every firefight, every solid exchange he started. That said, you know, I don't think this came down to skill versus will or anything clever like that. I think it simply came down to the bigger, good fighter beat the smaller, better fighter. And so it doesn't happen all the time, like Beeb said the other day, but it does happen. And I thought it would happen. I thought Canelo was good enough and big enough. Like all of those, you know, factors kind of weighed in. And I think Canelo won. I think I scored it 117-111. If I remember correctly, watched it a second time. I gave Cotto another swing round. So I think I had it 8-4 the second time. So I don't know. I don't mind seeing a rematch because it was a decent fight. I think that if Cotto were to take him down another pound or two, that would definitely even it out a little bit more, because I thought Canelo looked a little more tired than both of y'all are saying, or I think Ness was just saying. I think Canelo looked a little less fresh towards the end of the fight than out of the two fighters. So if he loses, he has to lose another pound or even another 2 pounds. That could dramatically change the fight, and I think it would even things up. That said, I'll put it to you like this. I would rather see Cotto fight Mayweather in a rematch, but I give Cotto a better chance against Canelo in a rematch, if that makes any sense. So, you know, I don't think that we were disappointed with the fight. We shouldn't have been disappointed with the fight. But I think there were moments that could have been better, and I think it falls on Canelo. I really do. I don't know why he sat back so much. I don't know why he didn't take so many openings. He started to get really cocky in there and confident, and I couldn't see for the life of me why. I mean, yeah, I guess you get hit and it doesn't hurt. You get some confidence, but, you know, you're not doing anything offensively. It's like a guy in basketball is trying to, like, show off because he's like, stealing the ball or, like, he's coming down with rebounds. Like, you know, like fundamental stuff, and it just did me. It looked weird, but yeah, that's my take on that fight.
Yeah, but realistically though, if they get in a rematch, I mean, with Canelo winning, you think that he would probably be trying to legitimize this and make it at 160, correct? Because I mean, it would only benefit him, and Cotto could come in at whatever weight he wants to come at. If he doesn't want to come at 154, he can. I imagine Canelo would pull this at 160. Would only give Canelo more, I guess more momentum going into the fight, because I did think he looked a bit drained at 155. And if he was able to do this drained, I think at 160, he could potentially really knock out Cotto.
Yeah, I think you're right with both momentum and stamina.
No, you guys are insane. I mean, listen, the most that Canelo Alvarez did to Miguel Cotto was make him kind of freeze up, pause up, whatever you want to call it. But
he does that buckling thing. He, like, buckles his knees when he gets hit. He, like, slips out of the way, and he always just kind of, like, slouches down and drops.
Yeah, I think it's a defensive move where he drops low to avoid whatever's coming next. But Canelo never showed me that Cotto was hurt because of a Canelo punch. I mean, they were all good shots, and they were like, oh, but it was never like, oh, yeah, he's going to knock him out, like one of you guys just said. That's insane.
Well, no, I didn't mean it like that, though.
I did, because at 160, I think that Canelo might be a little bit more rejuvenated, not having to worry about fat camp as much.
He might be able to actually focus
on technique. So I think that at 160, Canelo could possibly actually knock out Cotto.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't say that, but I agree with it. That's what I meant. The bigger he is, you're right, James. The bigger he is, I think the more it favors Canelo, which goes to the opposite end of my point. The lower Cotto tries to make him come back down, the more it favors Cotto. There's no reason that the belt will come into play in a rematch. No reason whatsoever. And that being said, it's going to come down to the star power. You know, if the rematch happens, you know, how desperate does Cotto need opponents, and how desperate does Cotto want that last paycheck? So
it's going to come down to pay-per-view numbers. And again, this will be my third time on the record stating they're going to do over 1 million. I'm telling you, each of these guys have 500,000 worth of fans, man. I don't see that as an issue for either guy. So I really feel like they're going to do 1 million. You know, Canelo's going to say, look, Gennady, either you're going to wait, or I'm going to drop the belt. Like, what do you want? Do you want it for free against nobody? Like, who's the runner-up? If Canelo drops it to fight a rematch with Cotto, which obviously makes more economical sense and just boxing sense. I mean, it really does. It's the bigger fight. This guy's got 97,000 fucking pay-per-views. You know, it's not like anybody's clamoring for Canelo Golovkin. He needs to build it. And now Ward is gone up. So it's like, Golovkin's all alone right now. See, Canelo is Canelo. He could fight fucking Joshua Clady on May Cinco de Mayo and sell 400,000 or 500,000 pay-per-views because he sold 375 versus Angulo, who was a mummy. Like, let's stop acting like we don't know that this is the next Golden Boy. And the difference here is, you know, because, you know, credit to Oscar. He was a badass. He fought everybody. But this guy's fighting, like, badasses. You know, he's fighting some tough guys. And look, every fight he's getting better, and he's only 20. I mean, I just can't even believe this kid's only 25. He's done already in this 25-year-old career, and it's crazy because I remember when he had like 30 fights, I wanted to pull my hair out like, this guy hasn't fought anyone. Why do you guys love him? I hate this guy. You know, he's fighting Matthew Hatton, and he couldn't knock out Matthew Hatton, and I'm like, man, this guy's nothing. He's nothing. He's being fed, you know, these Jose Cotto's of the world. But now look at where he's at. He's got the sport on his back. He's got the sport on his back. Everybody thought it was going to be Golovkin. And look, I'm sorry. You know, I wish it was because Golovkin has that power that attracts fans. But his numbers didn't say it was him. And I bet you Canelo's not. I mean, damn. What's up, Mario? I mean, Rayfield hasn't said, I'm shocked that Rayfield hasn't tweeted yet. Anybody know? Is there some early numbers? I mean, this is crazy. What is it now? Friday? Thursday? Wednesday? And we don't got numbers yet?
Yeah, it usually comes out around Tuesday, right?
Yeah, but it's the Thanksgiving
I want some numbers, man. I know these boys did well. I know these boys did well.
You know,
What number are you projecting?
He's saying over 1 million.
Over 1 million easy.
What? 650, bro. 650 to 700.
All right, listen. Check out my logic. Check out my logic before you bash it. Check out my logic. Cotto Mayweather, 1.5. Mayweather Canelo, 2.2. Come on. You tell me these guys don't land some. And check this one out. Martinez, Cotto, 500.
It was 350.
What? I thought it was 500.
I don't think so.
All right. Don't matter. Martinez is in Canelo. That's the point. Martinez is in Canelo. But then Canelo Angulo, 375, 345, something like that. Canelo, Laura, like almost another 400,000. Like, you kidding me? These guys got half a mil each. Easy, especially for a big name. I'm telling you, watch.
Let's say average it out. It'd be like nuclear fusion, right? You have one particle and another particle. They slam together. They don't turn into two. It's not 200%. All of a sudden, it's 175%. I understand what you're saying.
Listen, if it doesn't, look, they said in the chat, they said Rayfield reported prematurely 990,000 pay-per-views. Boom!
See, goddamn it. Every time I'm so a matter of fact about something,
I'm
always fucking wrong.
And that's pre, baby. That's pre. Because let me tell you something. I ordered 1.3?
You ordered it twice?
Yes. Wow. I hope that I'm not being charged. I already called and said I don't want to be charged because now they got this thing on my cable. Shout out to Xfinity. I wish y'all fucking sponsored me. When you order, it says order now and record. So I'm like, hell yeah. Boop. So, you know, when the fight started, I was right around. So I didn't really need to use the record feature. So I just, you know, like went straight to the live, the actual number. So I'm assuming that my recording is still happening in the background the way that it always does. It's just I'm watching from the actual channel on my pay-per-view, you know, on my Comcast cable. So long story short, it only recorded like 20 seconds, dude. So, you know, I wasn't about to sit on the phone with them arguing so they could give me the credit. I just ordered it again. And also on that thing, when I went to order it again, it actually said that if I already ordered it, I could order it from any other box. So maybe they don't charge me. I don't know. But the thing is, I watched it twice.
I think you're good, though, because I had something similar where I ordered I think it was the Canelo Lara pay-per-view in normal definition, and then I ordered it in high def, and they didn't charge me for the normal definition since I got the second one. So I think you're good.
So now how do you do it? Because you're not a cable guy anymore. You're internet only. So how do you, like, order it? You order it on the internet?
Hell no. I'm going to tell you right now, testing, testing, this was the best stream I've had for any fight ever, period, on HBO. If it's normal HBO or Showtime, and again, people like to shit on me, whatever. I pay for HBO now. I also have the Showtime app. I'm trying to get this shit live. I can't get it live, so I find it illegally, and that's what I do. This was high definition. This fight was so available. You know what? Maybe that's why. Everyone was actually ordering the fight. I thought no one would. Everyone ordered the fight and helped me out a little bit because it was high definition, crystal clear HD stream straight from an ad site.
Well, there's more chat saying that it's 900,000, but either way, that's
preliminary talks. That's great. Yeah.
Either way, that's spot on with what I said about each of them have about a 500,000 worth of fan base. And that's on the raw end, like 500,000 hardcores they got, you know, I'm talking because it's Canelo, because it's Cotto. A little more came out. I'm saying over a mil. I'm still sticking with that. Let's take some calls, obviously. Unfortunately, this is not right after where the phone lines would be super duper lit up. But we got ourselves some hardcores out here. And we don't have a producer tonight. So when I say your area code, I'm talking to you. And that is your cue to introduce yourself. And if you're a first-time caller, you just say, first-time caller, I play the intro. Boom. You introduce yourself. And remember, no Bluetooth, no speakerphone. It doesn't sound better.
Don't forget to turn the radio down in the back either.
Turn your radio down in the background as well. Remember, the number is 646-478-3068. And we're going to go to 727. Actually, Mario, I just want to make sure because you got on late. Are you good? Did you express yourself? Because you, my friend, do you need me to eat crow? Because I ate crows that Sunday, but you weren't here.
You ate your crow. I know you ate your crow. Okay, I know you do. You're good with your crow.
Because, you know, you picked them. You've always picked them.
I picked them, but I also did. I'll wait if we talk about Vargas to eat my crow. We'll go ahead and get my crow for the Vargas fight real quick.
I got that one right. I got that one right. And credit to you, though. Credit to you because, you know, you said the Miura was good. And, you know, I never heard of him. And you know how I am. Now I'm interested. That's I never even seen a Chinese dude like that. Like, you know, he was throwing power shots. Like, I mean, he was just aggressive. It was just totally not what I was used to when and I don't know if he's Chinese and I'm not being disrespectful. And I said that on the last show, but you know, the point is, this is what I had in my mind. Zhu Shiming.
Chinese boxing. I have heard that Chinese boxing lacks any real power.
You know, but this guy, he was doing his thing, but Francisco Vargas, man, wow, that come from behind, like, I mean,
that was awesome.
When he got knocked down, Mario, it was like a cannon hit this dude. Like, he'd been shot. The way I didn't think that Vargas was gonna be able to get up and then do that again. So they're saying he's Japanese. You know, I don't want
to. Oh, yeah, he's Japanese.
I don't want to say same thing, but, you know, they say that about Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever. 727, you're up. 727.
Yeah, you unmuted me late. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Randall.
Yeah, man, I had to call from the app because it kept.
Yeah, that's why you got an echo too, because you're calling from the app, brother. Oh man, it's horrible! Yeah, it's horrible. It is, see you later. See you later, alligator. Let me get to ringside.
Introducing the hard-hitting ringside, Robbie.
Well, good evening, folks. Randall, get a regular phone, man. That app sounds terrible.
No, it's because he's got to put headphones in when he calls. That's it. The app. Yeah, you can call from the app. It's fine, but you got to put headphones in.
All right. Yeah, well, Randall, okay. I'm going to come back to you after Robbie. Put them headphones in, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, James, I thought I was the only one here that had an eye problem. Brother, I don't know whether you had too much to drink at your fight party or what. 8 rounds to 4 for Cotto? Give me a break. I scored at 117-111 for Canelo, and I definitely do not want to see a rematch, although it does make economical sense to have one. That is if Miguel Cotto wants to continue fighting. He was so upset after the fight. You know, I don't think he knows what he wants to do right now. You know, and I don't want to see my man Golovkin continue to be ducked either, but I also agree that fight needs to be built up a little bit. So hopefully the WBC and company can come to some kind of agreement so Canelo can have whatever fight he wants and Golovkin doesn't lose his spot. But I enjoyed the fight, and I agree with you, Ness. I think this pay-per-view does close to a million. I mean, Dan Rayfield reported 900,000. I think when the full numbers come out, we're going to see it over a million, and I think that's appropriate. These two guys have been on pay-per-view enough. That makes logical sense here. So I'm looking forward to see what else happens. And I would like to, since you had a show earlier, I'd like to comment on the Garcia Guerrero thing, if I'm allowed.
Yo, you know that sound?
Yeah.
That's that gun cocking, man. Don't make me bang the hammer on you. You hear me? Stick to the
right.
Stick to the topic.
All right. Well, then that answers my question. Okay.
All right. No. We'll come back around to it, Robbie. Let me get to some other callers here. We got 619. You're live. Who's this? God, we got like Transformers going on. We're gonna go back to Randall and give him one more try. Randall, you ready? Randall? He ain't making it work. These guys are not making it work today. 646. I think this is Chris from New York. What's going on?
Yo, what up, Ness? What up, James? As I said earlier before in the other show, Cotto didn't really have the movement or the foot speed to have an effective game plan against Canelo. And I thought that Canelo won easily. I had it 117-11 as well as Robbie did. And for tonight's fight, I got Laura winning. I also got Earl Spence on Saturday. And Jermall Charlo as well. And Tyson Fury for the upset against Vladimir Klitschko.
All right, brother, but thanks for calling in. We got 201 somewhere in the Hoboken, Jersey City area. What's up? Who's this? 201. Bergen County?
Hello?
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 Yes, sir. We hear you.
No, it's Jersey South, man. You got it all wrong, buddy. Oh. Ain't no Hoboken here.
Damn, Jersey South. What's wrong with you? Why'd you drop the phone like that, man?
I didn't drop the phone.
So what the hell was all that?
I don't know. Maybe your shit's broken. You got to get it fixed, homie.
Whatever.
Take it back to the store. Tell them to fix it.
Sounds like you got a shitty droid.
Jersey 7.
Get crazy. Get wild. Let's party. Get loud. If you want to have fun, do something crazy.
All right.
Droid.
Yo. And by the way, my phone was acting up earlier, and I literally just cussed the living shit out of AT&T through Twitter. And 10 seconds after that, my service magically got better. So, you know, that's that.
Well, but, I mean, I bet you the true root of the issue is that you don't have an iPhone, and
droid
is what you got.
How is he going to say it's not his phone messing up, but then say 2 minutes ago he was yelling at AT&T about how his phone was messing up?
Exactly.
Droid.
It's the service, dumbass. It's not the phone. Do I have to teach you everything?
You lose.
So, check it out.
Teach me something. Teach me, though. Teach me. What's up?
James, you're probably smoking crack because there's no way in hell Cota won that fight. But, yeah, enough of that. I just want to tell people that, you know what? I'll stick to that. James, listen. It was so obvious and so apparent that Canelo's punches were having a clear effect on Cotto every time he landed. But every time Cotto landed some nice punches, it seemed like Canelo didn't even feel it. And I agree with Mario. If they were to have a rematch, which I hope they don't, and Miguel is able to suck Canelo down another 3 pounds, 2 pounds, it may be a different fight. But, you know, at that weight, 55 or over, it's Canelo all day, baby, because Cotto's punches just do not have any effect on Canelo at 155. And Canelo's punches were visibly hurting or bothering Cotto every time he landed, and that was so obvious.
Every time?
Body language,
that's a broad
everything.
Statement. You know, that it gives yourself a disservice when you say things like every single time, because that's you're full of shit and you know you are, because it wasn't every single time. I could tell you it was one or two times actually in the fight where I was like, oh shit, he did hurt Cotto. And like I said, the reason why I can't score this fight objectively is, one, I was sauced up a little bit for the Cotto fight. I won't even pretend that I wasn't drinking that night. So yeah, okay, maybe I did give it to Cotto because I wanted to win the fight. I understand what you're saying. Hold on. I wasn't saying I wanted him to win the fight. I was saying I saw it in the eyes of a Cotto fan. But then everyone tells me I'm crazy and I got to go back and watch it thinking that Canelo won this fight. What I'm telling you is I can't watch this fight objectively because either I'm a Cotto lover or I'm a fucking Canelo. I got to favor Canelo. So all I'm saying is I can't watch this now with a clear mind. And that's what I'm trying to drive through you. It's hard for me to say I'm not going to give this because either I give it for Cotto, I'm a Cotto lover, or I give it for Canelo. I'm only switching my opinion because you guys are coming at me. I care less what you guys are doing. This is my opinion. That's all I'm saying. I understand what you're saying, but his Cotto's were punches were more effective at certain times. But you're diminishing Cotto's power. Everyone gave credit for Cotto power before this. Now all of a sudden, because the man's not being shook off his belts, he's not going to be hurt. What happened to Austin Trout? Was Austin Trout snapping Cotto's or Canelo's head back? No.
No.
It was a very similar fight, and you know it was.
In this fight, every time he landed punches on Canelo, it looked like as if a little baby was punching a big man, and his fist was just bouncing off of him. And the other guy was just not even being affected at all. That's just the perception that I had when I was watching the fight, and I'm sure that's the perception 85% of the people had when they were watching the fight. If
my perception.
Drunk, that's not my fault. All right.
Stop right there. It's not even that I was fucking drunk. I was completely aware of what was going on in the fight. Let's be real. Second off, you by saying that Cotto's punches.
Completely aware of what was going on.
Give Canelo more credit. Give Canelo more credit for having a better chin. Cotto's punches. He's good. Canelo is great. He's got a great chin. He's able to absorb punches amazingly. But it doesn't mean that Cotto's punches were not effective. I don't understand how you can't see this. Tim Bradley doesn't have all the power in the world, but he stops
him.
People from coming in. All I'm saying is that I thought it was a close fight. For someone to say it was 9-3 for fucking for Canelo, I really don't know how you scored it that way because I can't erase 10, 15 punches for one punch.
I never said it was 9-3. I'm just saying Canelo won. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm not arguing that. That's what I'm saying. I understand if you thought Canelo was winning because I did see Canelo winning the second time I watched it. But I'm being straight up saying I can't watch this objectively because either I'm a Cotto lover or I'm a Canelo hater. That's
well,
it.
We got to remember too. Oh,
okay, I didn't know you had Canelo first fight for Bradley.
The second time I watched it, I had an 8-4 for Canelo. But then I realized I was giving every benefit of the doubt to Canelo. I was looking for why people were giving it for Canelo. Then I realized I'm not watching this objectively. So I had it a close fight. I'll say it's a draw.
Well, Sev, man, thanks for calling in. Let's get to some others here. 5:30, you're up.
Hey, guys, what's going on? It's the Cali Crown Holder. I just wanted to comment, like, I'm just, as far as what James was just talking about watching the fight objectively, like, I do feel like you just kind of have to separate yourself from your pick when you're watching and just watch the action as it is coming in. Because I scored the fight, I think I scored it 115-113 for Canelo, and I tried to give Cotto every benefit of the doubt on those swing rounds, and I felt like Canelo was doing a lot better job of countering him, and he was hitting him with the uppercut every time he wanted to. And Cotto's had that problem since he fought Mosley, and even before that, if you throw uppercuts on Cotto, he just doesn't know how to block them. He just catches them right on the chin.
You're right.
But
I want to jump in real quick because when he was saying you got to watch it objectively, I totally understand how you need to watch something objectively. But at the same time, once you identify that you're being a little bit biased, you should almost step back. I could tell you right now because I did the Iron Boy broadcasting. That's mainly Phoenix fighters. There's a solid four fighters in Phoenix, Arizona right now that do not like me because they were the name fighters on an Iron Boy card. And I'll say his name. Alexis Zazuerta does not like me anymore. He was a name fighter.
Whoa,
he was supposed
you dropped
to win a fight.
Name drop.
I am. Alexis Zazuerta doesn't like me anymore because I scored a fight against him and I'm close with him and his camp. So I do understand what it's like to be objective. But the moment you realize you're not being objective, you need to take a step back and realize, you know, that's it. That's the end of the game. Because then you start swinging the other direction. You swing the other direction saying, oh, I'm being objective, so now I'm going to give more credit this way. My initial thoughts was 8-4, and I understand that that could be a little bit controversial. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I might have been objective or I might have been biased that night. But then watching a second time, I was biased. So that's what I'm saying. I'm in this weird rock and a hard place conundrum. I can't officially watch this fight again without being biased some way or another. And that's why I'm giving you my honest answer. So come at me all you want. It's not just you. That's what I'm saying. I'm being honest.
I'm not
I can't watch
you
it
at all. Like, I respect your point of view. I was just commenting on it. Like, I know you've been taking a lot of like people coming at you because of your opinion or whatever. Like, I was just trying to put in my two cents on it.
Nah, brother. I understand. We're good.
I was thinking after the fight, like, I really hope HBO can do some more business with PBC, because there are a lot more fights at 154 I'd rather see Canelo fight than Golovkin. Like, I'd rather see him fight one of the Charlos or, you know, some of those other guys at 154.
Yeah, but come on, man.
You make a better fight.
Nah, I think you're being a bit, I don't know, mean maybe? Because, like, Golovkin-Canelo's a bigger fight than fucking Canelo-Charlo, man.
Right, but I think, like, it's not going to be as... It's good to watch. Like, I like Canelo. I just don't think he's
so
gonna
you,
be
you
able
just
to
don't want
with
him. You don't want him
like
to
that.
Die. You don't want him to die. I hear you, man. I got a big heart too. You don't want him to go fight Golovkin because you know Golovkin might mess up his career. Listen, thanks for calling in, and I get it, man. We're gonna keep it moving here. Let's go to the Mario. Did you say you wanted a rematch or not?
I do not.
Oh, you do not. You do not. You do not. And you also wanted to say something about Miura and Vargas just a little bit, didn't you? I don't think you got it all out.
No, I mean, man, you said it perfect, honestly. I mean, other than the fact that you called him Chinese instead of Japanese, you said it perfectly. It was a great fight. I thought it would be one of the best fights, if not the best fight on the card. And it ended up being exactly what I thought it would be, except the complete opposite, because I thought Miura would win. I don't know. I don't want to say like Miura gave up that fight and take credit away from Vargas, but I think it was a combination of the two.
Gave
I think Miura not gave up the fight, but I think he was
got punched in the face, man.
He got punched in the face. No. I'm not saying he like threw the fight, but like I'm not saying it was his mistake that led to that moment. Vargas obviously came back to take the fight. I just think that Mir could have been a little more careful, but I think that was just me thinking he was going to win, and so that was obviously not the way he was ever going to fight.
Let me change it up just a little bit, staying on topic, right? I'm going to actually let this marinate, and let's see if the callers take this direction, right? So Floyd, Oscar made Floyd move up, right? Oscar made Pacquiao move up, but moved down himself, right? Mayweather made Canelo suck down. Pacquiao made Margarito suck down. Cotto suck down. And those are the ones that are fresh, you know, last 5 years
Ward
or so.
Ward Dawson.
So why is Canelo considered a female private genitalia, right? If he wants Golovkin to go down, I mean, isn't it just boxing where the more popular fighter, the fighter who is in demand, the fighter who earns more money, the fighter who draws more, the fighter who sells more tickets, the fighter who is the A side makes the demands, right? Isn't that normal for us to see in boxing?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Oh, sorry, Mario, I'll let you go first.
I'm just going to put it like this, though, James. Fine, you're right, but when the middleweight title is involved, I can't help but think that you're...
So what about when Margarito and Pacquiao fought and there was a junior middleweight title involved and it was the WBC?
It wasn't a real junior middleweight title.
So it wasn't the WBC title? It wasn't? That wasn't that title? It wasn't?
Yeah, no. You're right. But at the same time, I mean, for me, Margarito's career had already been diminished because of the hand wraps. He was always better at welterweight than he was at any other division.
Well, I mean,
I don't even want to attack you. This was a lineal championship.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I don't even want to attack you, right? But you know, guys like us, me included, because when it counts, when I could use it for my argument, I would use it too, right? But at the end of the day, it's really for argument because, you know, if we would turn around and say something like, oh, well, this fight's bigger than the belt. It may not be this fight. You know, it may not be this fight. Pacquiao Mayweather was a fight where we would use the term, well, that's bigger than belts. We don't care about belts, you know. There's other fights that they've been bigger than the belt. Then there's other fights that the belt makes the fight. You know, Bundridge Charlo was a fight because it was like, oh, shit, is the young scrap going to take the belt away from the old guy? You know, that becomes a fight because of those reasons. So I'm just saying, like, you know, Triple G isn't being forced. Triple G isn't being treated unjust or unfair. Triple G is in boxing. He needs to take a look at the way things have been going on for the past couple of years. Let's just say couple of years. That's it. Just couple. You know, you don't even got to go too far back.
I think the reason why you would give Canelo a little bit of issues, because if you gave Cotto issues for doing the same thing, you can't turn around and then say it's okay for Canelo to do it because Cotto did it, Pacquiao did it, Mayweather did it, De La Hoya did it.
But that
two
is
wrongs
the point.
Don't make it right. So there are these bad trends that happen.
But that's
the
point, though. It was there before him. It's unjust to ridicule him for doing what what Cotto just did, what Floyd just did, what Pacquiao just did. Everyone does it.
I get that. Okay, so like, okay, you're on Halloween, you're walking around, right? You look outside and they have one of those like, please take one candies. The dude before you comes up and he takes the whole bag, they refill it. Then you see someone else comes up, right? It says take one candy. Dude takes the whole thing, puts it in his bag, they have to refill it. Does that mean you could go up and take the entire candy? Does that make that
right?
Well,
I'll tell you what I'll do.
If everyone jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If he's still walking to the next house, I'm going to walk in front of his ass and let me and my son get our candy before he try to take the whole bag, or I'm going to smack him with the bag.
So what you're saying is Andre Ward needs to come down and get Golovkin first then. He needs to swoop in before someone can take his candy.
I think Ward Golovkin, that
sell-by date is gone because of the weight. Ward is moving up because he's moving up. It ain't because nobody else want him to move up. They've said that forever. They're going to move up when they're ready, and that's what they did. That's what they did. They're moving up because they're ready.
I will say, for on the record, because I do believe that Canelo is a man, he mans up to fight. He'll fight anyone like we talked about. I do believe that he would fight Golovkin at 160 if it happened. And if it did go anything less than that, it would be mere or sheerly politics.
But he don't have to.
Buffing up his chest.
He don't have to, because Canelo about to do a million right here. Then he did 2.2. Then he did all those little under almost 400s. He is the next cash cow.
How much you respect him, though, if he does fight Golovkin at 160?
Doesn't
That's
matter.
What I think he fights for.
Doesn't matter to me. It's not about respect.
For respect and legacy.
It's not about respect. It's not about respect.
If anyone
understood that interview, and again, credit Luis Sandoval, anyone understood that interview, he said it. He learned from the Mayweather fight. He said he will never give up disadvantage again. Never. Never. You think Golovkin gonna get 160? Man, he gonna get 160 tears coming down his face when he don't get that fight. That's what he gonna get. 4:15. You're live. Let these guys know Golovkin gonna have to bow down to Canelo.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, can y'all hear me? All right, for sure. You know, it's interesting that you say that type of stuff because I mean, like. I don't know, man. I feel like Canelo is since he's the young gun, he, and every time he interviews, he still feels like he has something to prove. You know what I mean? So I think he might actually do it. I think he might actually move up to 160. But my question.
Give me my Mario chime. Where's my Mario point up?
What's up?
No. Listen, if he goes to 160, you know he's fighting Lemieux first. He ain't fighting Triple G. Or Joshua Clady or Rosado rematch. I mean, Rosado, look, if Rosado could beat Clady, that's a Puerto Rico right there. Cinco de Mayo, Puerto Rico, Mexico. Canelo did it all over again, baby, on pay-per-view.
Clady's not bad, though.
Well, man. I mean, that's what I wanted to see what you guys thought, man. Like, do you guys think that he should, even though, like, it's mandated by the WBC or whatever, do you think he actually should take Triple G next, or... You think he should, like,
Listen, no. He is most definitely not taking Triple G. Mauricio Sulaiman,
he should.
I know what he asks, but
I'm telling you
he is not. And Mauricio Sulaiman is more than happy him not, because he already came out like, no, Canelo definitely won the fight. Like, he's already picking sides. You think he's going to argue about Triple G and that short money? Come on, man. You just seen how much Cotto let go on the table. And he's setting precedent by doing that. Like, he's not about to get Canelo mad so Canelo drops the belt and drops that $300,000 again. Come on, man. Them niggas ain't crazy.
I'll put it to you like this. Yes, I do think he should fight Triple G only for the sense that he has the belt. If he's willing to vacate the belt, then no, he doesn't have to fight Triple G. Triple G is a monster. Triple G beats Canelo right now. Any weight division above 155, and maybe even at 154, I don't know. Triple G beats him all day, every day. It's just the way it's going to work. If Canelo's willing to give up the belt, then, man, he doesn't have to fight nobody he doesn't want to. In my opinion, Canelo put in money in the bank with Trout and Irislandy Lara. All right, he shows heart. It's kind of like Danny Garcia. Like, Danny Garcia's Matisse, money in the bank has ran out. It's dry. You know what I mean? But Canelo, man, still got money in the bank for me with Lara.
Yeah, I got my hand up for this one, right? Because check it out. Ward wasn't economical enough. Ward needed to fight at a catch weight, right? Now, Ward is gone. He made a three-time HBO deal. His end of the road is Kovalev, and we all know it, and we waiting for it. We want to see what's the outcome. We okay. I don't care about Alexander Brand or Paul Smith or Mickey Mouse Joe. Give him whoever you're going to give him, because sure. I know at the end it's Kovalev, okay? Canelo, same thing. He got a long-term deal with HBO before they signed Golovkin, okay? He been getting big money, real money. So they was already letting him fight Clady on HBO. What y'all thinking? Listen, Golovkin is on the outside because he the one that, and I don't want to, you know, for lack of a better term, I mean, I guess I can't even say that because the fanboys are going to say, well, they only wanted to do 200. But, you know, flop, you know, because of flop, you know, like he's kind of nowhere right now, right? Like, because if he would have did good, then it was like, oh, shit, let's think about taking this mandatory, because it's like, damn, Golovkin brought 500,000 people, plus he sold 20,000 tickets. Like, damn, Canelo, let's think about it. Look, man, we could get this much money. But it's like, Canelo, this dude, you know, what? He did, ¿cuánto, Oscar? ¿Cuánto? 97,000. No. Rematch with Cotto. Rematch with Cotto. That's what they going to be talking about. You know it. I know it. Like, yo, come on, man. Listen, you got to remember, these dudes get back money, right? So, like, for every pay-per-view, Canelo and Cotto get a couple of dollars. Think about it. Yeah, I think in the Martinez fight, right, didn't, like, Cotto make, like, an extra $3 million or something? And in the Mayweather fight, he did, like, an extra $7 million. Like, yo, people want that back-end pay-per-view money. They don't want that short money, man. I'm telling you. But listen, 415, thank you for calling in. It's been a pleasure. Let me see. Ooh, I don't know, man. We don't got the producer, but this might be Fight Doctor. I don't know. Let's see. 773, either Fight Doctor or Santana. What's going on? 773.
Hello.
Santana.
Yeah, first time caller.
All right.
Long time listener.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
E46 from the Shy.
What up? What up, baby?
Not much, man. Ain't the Fight Doctor, but just calling up, man. I've never wanted to call because I like to listen to the show. A lot of characters on the show. But I had to call because Canelo... and everybody hating on him, being Cotto fans, of course. Honestly, I think that he's due his props. What do you guys think?
Now, we totally agree with you over here, man. I mean, except for probably James, who scored it for Cotto. Me and Mario, we're impressed. We're impressed.
Yo, I scored it for Cotto, but I've been talking good about Canelo in a correct way, right? Because I do think that he, moving forward, he's a good fighter. I don't know why. I just thought that Cotto won the fight.
That's going to give me some hate mail.
More drinking and scoring fights there, James.
I promise nothing.
That's what I thought I heard. Nothing. But why haven't you made any time to watch it all over again and rescore it?
I did, so that's why a lot of people are jumping back in late in the show. First time I scored it, 8-4 Cotto. Then everyone said I was crazy. I went back, I scored it 8-4 for Canelo. Literally. 8-4 for Canelo. Oh, okay. And then I realized that the only reason why I'm scoring rounds for Canelo is because everyone's calling me crazy. So I can't watch this fight objectively.
No. So now when you score for the man who actually won, is because they're calling you crazy. But when you score
because
for the guy.
I went back and watched it with that eye. I was like, why am I crazy? Oh, I could see that. All right, I see that there. Maybe that didn't. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm honestly telling you that I was being biased maybe both times, and I can't not be biased because either I'm crazy or I'm a fanboy.
Hey, Jack, plant those beans.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
man, I'm just looking forward to seeing Canelo Triple G. I know he's going to fight him. I don't know if he can beat him. I honestly don't think he can beat him. But you never know. But I want to see that fight fall 2016 or spring 2017.
All right, brother. Well, thanks
and
for calling in,
that's
man.
That's all I got.
Thanks for calling in. We truly appreciate it, man. I'm glad you finally called in. Shook the rust off, brother. Now you should call in every week and get your rounds in, baby. It's sparring, man.
That's what's up.
All right. 614, you're up. Who's this? 614.
Yo. What's up, man? What's up, man? It's Jay Will, man. I was just calling, you know, I guess I didn't get to eat my crow from the last show, because the last show I got cut off. But I guess I just take my serving of crow.
Make that two, because I haven't gotten mine yet either.
Yeah, my Cotto pick, it was a pick, you know, I was going with my heart instead of my mind. But I just really want Cotto to kind of win and end his career on a happy note. And there was no way he won. I'm going to start that off. There's no way he won. He wasn't active enough. He was almost as active as Cotto, but if you compare the activity, it was kind of the same on activity. But, you know, obviously Canelo was a little bit more effective with activity. So there's really no way Cotto wins, to be honest about everything. Assessing this whole next step for Canelo and all that, I mean, I was going to talk more about the fight, but I'm going to switch it to that. Number one, I don't think he should fight Triple G. Triple G is too early right now. Number two, it's, I mean, I want, Triple G needs to be challenged. And Canelo's not a challenge to him. You know, you can't keep letting this guy, Triple G, fight smaller guys than him. Canelo, to be honest, Canelo Triple G's skill level is comparable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they, you know, you do know that they say that Canelo's bigger on fight night than Triple G, right?
For how many fights? For one fight, the last fight, or is that on every fight?
I mean, I couldn't tell you, but we could check, I guess, if we go to Box, right?
Wasn't he like 173 for the fight against Mayweather?
No, actually, BoxRec only shows the weigh-in weight.
If you log in, if you log in, it shows both.
Oh well, I'm not a man. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, if you could log in, go ahead, check both, man.
I will.
That would be good. Listen.
Remember when Canelo fought Mayweather? He came in the ring at 174.
Yeah.
And remember, the catch weight was 152.
What was he this fight? Did they opt out this time?
They didn't weigh in. Yeah, neither of
them
weighed
in. No, they didn't weigh. Neither one of them would step on the scale.
I hate when they do that, man. I hate when they do that. It's so gay.
But still, at the end of the day, though, I mean, what Triple G needs to officially challenge himself. Every other fighter.
Yeah, but who's a challenge, though? Who's a challenge, though? Who? Who's the challenge?
Obviously, Andre Ward.
Andre Ward. Yo, Andre Ward left, man. He at 175.
He's at 175.
He's done, man. He's got a contract. He's done.
So you don't think Andre Ward will try to meet him if they could come up with a contract?
No.
I mean, maybe, I guess. I mean, HBO would accept it.
So if there was a contract
I don't think that Ward is going to come back down, though. Like, you know they don't do that. They don't jump around, man. They real militant, them dudes.
And the jump from 168 to 175 is a big jump. We're not talking about 4 pounds.
Yeah, 168 to 160, 168 to 175. We're talking about 7 pounds. It's not the same. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm just saying that there's other challenges for Triple G at 160. I don't want to see him fight anybody who's just coming to 160 or anybody at 160.
Look,
he needs
in
to
the
be
chat,
challenged at this point.
In the chat, they're saying that Triple G has been 173 only one time. But James has not verified. Listen, I'm going to get to some other callers, my friend. Thank you for calling in. 508, who's this? You're live. Talk to me.
I'm not able to verify. It doesn't exist.
Georgie, 4G.
Georgie, what up? Georgie, we trying to get you on block, but Matt ain't around. Matt ain't around. You heard? We trying to get you on block.
Crow time, baby.
All right, whatever.
Yo, listen, man. James, leave that crack pipe alone, buddy. It ain't no Waco to warn. I'm Puerto Rican, man. I can see that shit clearly. I don't have to see that shit twice.
Yo, this dude said he was Dominican last week. You see what I'm saying?
What?
Yo, I thought you said you was Dominican last week.
Yo, you DM me and told me you were Chinese.
I'm Puerto Rican. Half and half.
And Chinese?
But anyway, that'd be... Huh?
You just said you were Chinese.
Oh, come on, man. Keep on eating that crack pipe. Anyway, James, just give it up, man. Don't tell you to make the argument because he just lost Van Square. Ain't nothing to say there, man. We got to move on. If Canelo fight Triple G going to beat him. If I'm Oscar De La Hoya, I'll be like, you know what, HBO, fuck that. I'm going to go with Lemieux, Canelo. I'm going to get that Canadian money. I'm going to get that Mexican money and some of that U.S. money. And that's that. Wrap that shit like that. Let Triple G make his own pass. Why give him that favor? Why Canelo got there to win? Nothing. If he loses, it's a big setback. I wouldn't give him a fucking shot. Hell no. Great show. Thumbs up. Keep up donating. Yo, let me back in the chat too.
Yo, you got to wait for Matt for that, man. Matt is the one that knows how to do that, man. But, you know, Georgie reminded me, and I need to remind you guys, yo, Black Friday's coming up. Costs you nothing. Just a little bit of mine, you know, a little bit of your time. Doesn't cost you anything at all to do your Amazon shopping for Black Friday. Instead of leaving your house and dealing with the hustle and bustle of lines and people trying to return and bad breath because they've been out there all morning. just do your shopping online with Amazon. Use our Amazon affiliate link over at theboxingvoice.com/Amazon. And get your boy a little kickback, man. Keep these lights on.
It's not just for Black Friday. It's for Cyber Monday as well. If you want an Amazon Prime account, boom, you got some sale. You want a Roku? Boom, it's on sale. Word. Amazon is – we're not even sponsored by Amazon, really. So
I know we're not, but they hook us up. And the Kindle is like 30% off right now. They pushing that thing. So jump on a Kindle if you love doing your reading. I mean, I got the iPhone, so that's what I mess with. We got 727. You're live. Who's this? Oh, my God. It's Randall again with his app and his Echo. Echo app. He's got the Echo app going on. Yeah, you still echoing. Stop being a cheapskate.
Man, the phone keep on cutting off.
I don't know. How is only cutting off for you? How is only cutting off for you? Oh, my God. I hear myself. I got to go, Randall. I'm sorry. Yo, it hurts me in my heart, my friend. Believe me when I tell you, it hurts me in my heart to have to hang up, but you just sound horrible. Like, you know, I don't know what you want me to do. 503, you're up. Who's this?
503.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hey, what up, Ness? This is Josue.
Josue, what's going on?
Yo, viva Mexico. What's up, guys? Yo, James, you drinking too much wine on fight night, man. I can't believe you had Cotto winning.
Yo, don't be upset because I didn't do a pie bat with you and I'm still undefeated.
I know you're undefeated. You're the Floyd. I know you're the Mayweather of TBV, man. I know that shit. but hey, man. But yeah, man, what a crazy night of fighting, man. Fucking, you know, Francisco Vargas fight of the night. You know what I mean? The guy, he fought that Japanese guy. I can't explain that. That fight was crazy, man. But yeah, man, the Canelo fight, you know, I don't know if you guys remember me talking about that. You know, I thought he was going to always be there first, you know, because I thought he did have the reach advantage. And I felt like I kind of called it, but I don't know. But yeah, man, it was a good fight. I thought the right man won. I know I thought Canelo, you know, won easily. I only really gave Cotto probably like two rounds. But yeah, man, it was a good night of fighting, man. I don't know, man. I gotta say it was good. But hey, we got a Vladimir Klitschko this weekend. I know a lot of people think, you know, I think Beeb is saying that, you know, Tyson Fury, he's got Tyson Fury. But dude, come on, man, Vladimir Klitschko is gonna win, man. I don't see anybody beating this guy anytime soon, and you know, it's crazy, man. But yeah, man, I'll just keep it nice and short. You know, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. You know, I hope you guys. The boxing family, you know, has a great Thanksgiving, and that's my call. Thank you, Ness.
All right, Josue. Thanks for calling in.
I was kind of hoping he would be picking Tyson Fury, because I'll give him his rematch if he wants to do a pie bet.
Uh-oh.
I want to get into that fight, though. What do you think about that fight? That's a very interesting fight.
I don't know. Mario wants to do a show after the Laura fight, because we need to cover that fight, because that's a big fight. I think that deserves this. Its own time, you know. This is kind of Canelo's time. Josue, you looking for some get back? You want some Fury in your life?
Yo, pick Fury.
Nah, hell no. I'm not choosing Tyson Fury at all, man. I got Klitschko. There's for my opinion, there's a reason why this fight's in Germany and not in America. So I'll let you. I think there's a. There's a reason why this fight's in Germany, but I'm picking Vladimir, man. I got Klitschko.
Are you saying Vlad's gonna get robbed, or he's gonna rob Fury? Is that what you're hinting at?
No, I'm not. No, I'm talking about the drug testing. I'm talking about, you know, that's what I'm talking about, and I think that's the reason this fight's in Germany. That's why. But that's nothing, my opinion. Okay. That's only my opinion.
All right, Josue. Well, let me get to the DJ Cruz. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's up, Ness, man? I just want to say something real quick. I don't know about this the fight in regards to how wide the scoring was. I've seen it from my house, watching through HBO telecast. I thought watching as a kind of fiery edges it, I thought some of the rounds were closer. When I watched the replay in the Mexican TV Aztec, doing Chavez and Barrera and everybody else was announced, they had Cotto winning by landslide, which was a surprise to me because I didn't expect that. I expected it to be a little bit more biased towards Canelo. But they actually, Chavez, and I was just watching the show before I started listening to these guys. Chavez adamantly believes that Cotto won. Marco Antonio Barrera thought it was a draw. Marquez thought it was a draw. Some people, you know, it's like all over the place. I mean, I kind of felt like, and I'm a Cotto fan, so I'm going to be a little bit biased about it, but I kind of felt that they kind of bent over backwards with everything Canelo was doing. They were like they were like cheerleaders. And when I mean they, I'm talking about the announcers for HBO. I don't know if the deal with Canelo being the next star for HBO, really the only star for HBO, and Cotto not, pretty much being on his last leg, Golovkin not really being there. You know, if you look at it, HBO is hinging everything on Canelo because PBC is taking over on one side of it. You know, you have, different alliances, but at the end of the day, HBO is kind of lagging a little bit behind. So they need Canelo to be that star. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. I think there's one more thing, the Danny Garcia fight. I think it's a great look. Ness, I remember a while back, you said you wanted to see Danny fight Guerrero next. You know, they're doing it perfectly. The first fight was against Manolaj, and I remember you said that before, too. So for this fight with being Guerrero, it's going to be a little bit tough. I expect Danny to turn around and really kind of actually knock him out.
I don't know about no knockout. Guerrero hasn't been knocked out, but if he is going to get knocked out, now is the time when a guy like Aaron Martinez could put him down. But listen, man, thank you for calling in. And you know what? Yo, you brought it to my attention. He's right. I did say I wanted Malignaggi to be his first fight, and he got it. And I did say I wanted this fight, and he's got it. I guess they're listening. Need to fucking send me a check, Al Heyman.
You're back to Nostradamus, right? Where's your Nostradamus theme song?
I know. I got my Nostradamus there, but no, fuck that. I want to get paid for matchmaking if they're going to be taking my advice. let's see here. We got 201. You're up. Who's this?
Yo. It's me again, man. I'm glad you guys got back to me. James, I don't want you to take anything personally. I was fucking around with you earlier. You're still one of the most knowledgeable people I know. That's in the boxing radio business. So I just want to let you know that. But before, you guys muted me, I wanted to talk about Tyson Fury against Vladimir Klitschko, which, in my opinion, is the first heavyweight championship matchup that I've been looking forward to this much in a while. This is the first heavyweight title fight I have looked forward to since maybe Bermain Stavern and Deontay Wilder. I'm really excited about this fight, mainly because I believe Vladimir Klitschko has a very legitimate chance of getting knocked the fuck out. And I want to tell you guys why. And I'm sure Beeb has said his piece, but I want to say mine.
Yo, my friend. You're on the wrong subject, man. This is not that
why?
Show.
But isn't this the preview show?
Nah, man. Today's Wednesday, not Thursday.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll save it for that, man. Best show in the fucking world. Peace out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And for all you guys that feel like that, drop a fucking donation. Keep the lights on. 323, you're up. Who's this? 323.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, guys?
Yes?
Yeah. Hello, guys. Yeah?
We hear you, my friend.
Okay, can you guys get to me in a little bit?
Sure. No problem. Go to work, man. Go to work.
Yes, we'll just wait. Just stop the show for a second. We'll wait until he comes back. We'll wait.
Oh, no, because Boxing MD is actually about to take a first-class flight to Honolulu, I think. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Sounds like it, too.
Boxing MD, really? I mean, you don't have, like, the United Miles car where you could, like, chill out in the lounge and shit where there's less, Vuja.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing I have to say, well, first off, if anybody wants to hear fanboyism, check out the show earlier today. That's all I got to say. But having said that, people have called me, you yourself have criticized me for being a Triple G fan. If I was Triple G, I would literally fight him. If Canelo's making him fight in a fucking thong at 155, I'd do it. It's his only chance to become a superstar. I have I've seen him being another Costa Zoo.
being a guy who's ultra talented and nobody really knows about except hardcore boxing fans, unless he bends over backwards for Canelo. And if you're a Golovkin fan, you have to accept that. If you want him to be a superstar, he needs to do anything it takes to fight Canelo, whether that's, you know, to bury his dignity or whatever. So, and even like, and I'll say his name directly, like, Masong needs to understand that. And AB, whoever defends it, like, if they want the best for him, he needs Canelo. So, you know, I'll let you guys go for background. That's my opinion about that.
All right. Hey, MD, where are you flying to?
I'm going back home to my family in Virginia Beach. I'm going to say hi to, what's his name? The guy who wants to fight you all the time, Chris.
Chris, is it? No, it's Corey. Corey from VA. Corey from VA. Hey, man, it's cold out there right now. Bundle up. Latest, 312, you're up.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yo, I got in the house.
Yo, no, you're not. You ain't going to be in this house with that phone.
He sounds like he's outside the house, but the phone's in the house.
Hey, Jose from Canada sent me this corny-ass meme talking about me and you eating crow. And it's a white guy and a black guy. He's such an asshole. look, for picking Kodo, right? So this is supposed to be me and you. But I didn't pick Kodo. I did pick Kodo.
Hell yeah, we did.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that's not the first time that shit. That's like the second time someone's brought that up. So get new with it, Jose. Get something new. Fresh.
I know. 623, you're up. Who's this?
That's AZ.
All right, Ness. This is Alden from AZ, man. This is the spirit of Thanksgiving. Serve me up some crow, some gravy on the side.
I'm going to serve it to you while you simultaneously take yourself off that speakerphone.
No. I ain't on speakerphone yet. But what was I going to say? I had Canelo winning 7-5. I think what's going to happen is either Triple G is going to go fight Andy Lee next, or maybe he can go fight Lara, one of those two. And maybe Canelo, what he could do is go fight Lemieux maybe. So they can have that common opponent thing that you always talk about. And then if I was Triple G, maybe he'd go back to Canelo and say, hey, instead of 155, why don't we do like a 158 or 157, something like that, kind of meet him halfway. Because Triple G comes in at 159, almost 158 for some fights. So I think he'd come back down to maybe 157, something like that. If he can negotiate that, I think he should take it because, I mean, how many chances are you going to get to have a big fight? And plus, he can't fight Julio Cesar Chavez because I think he's with Al Heyman, so I don't know how that would work. So he got to work on getting one of those two fights, and maybe he can fight Andy Lee in the beginning of the year. So that's all I got, pretty much. Yeah, Canelo's 7-5. That's all I got, man.
All right. Listen, fellas, we're going to switch it to drive-by mode because the fights are going to start at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and it is 7:47 Eastern. Mario is saying that he is willing to do a show after the fights for Vladimir Klitschko. I'm willing, but I don't believe that they're going to show up. They're being my host.
I'll be here what time?
Uh-oh.
Yo, depending on how that Lara fight goes, I might be out sleeping because I love my boy Lara, but he's not been giving me good fights lately. So,
hey, yo, that's not nice.
But it was true.
Don't take shots at the Cuban, man. Look, Mario's on the chat. Mario's on the chat saying he's in for sure, but I've heard it all before. So we're going to switch to drive-by mode because we have to get to these fights, right? So we just finished up with Alden. So now I think we already went to this caller, but we're going to see anyway. 619, be courteous. Someone's underneath you. We're on drive-by mode. We're trying to be off by 8. 619, go on once.
It's Ali. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's Ali from Dago, nigga.
Ali, but, what up?
Oh, but let me get that crow.
Damn, who you pick?
Kodo.
That's right, we all pick Kodo.
Yeah, but it was a tough fight. I know it's a drive-by mode. So I'm going to hurry up. But I'm going to let you know, though, I know this ain't the show, but just mark me down for Klitschko over Fury because tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to call in. So, you know.
All right. Stay away from them carbs, man. I'm going to mark you down. Stay away from them carbs, man. Let me see. We got 813 Randall, right? Randall?
Finally, using
his regular phone that works perfectly fine?
It probably going to drop me in the middle of the phone call. But anyway, real quick, I want to say about the Cotto Canelo fight, like that damn HBO was so biased and the copy box had me so crazy that my scorecard was 117 to 114. It was rounds that I thought that like Cotto won, and then they would show the copy box go and just hit Lampley. It was like, well, damn, I can't justify giving Cotto, because I'm looking at, like, I'm trying not to look at copy box, but they know what they're doing. They have years of experience swaying your opinion of how you see fights. With that said, I did thought Canelo won, you know what I'm saying? But it was hard to call that fight if you was watching it on HBO. I heard the Box Nation stream had Cotto winning. I don't know if that's true, but I heard that.
No, I was watching the Box Nation stream. They had Canelo winning too, but it was close, I believe, if I can remember correctly. But people say they're not biased, but they hear shit. They see CompuBox numbers, and they're quick to hit that erase little. They're like, it's easy to erase. But when you're actually having to do it right there live, you have no announcers, you're watching the fight. That's what I try to separate myself from. To be honest with you, when I watch these and people say, I hate Max Kellerman, yeah, I hear it, but it's more background noise. I spend hours in front of my computer at work watching fights, just kind of in the background, so I'll look over and watch them. I'm used to ignoring shit. I don't hear commentators. So I understand what you're saying, though, because sometimes it is very deceiving. It is. You're right.
Well, they've been doing it for years, because I'll tell you a fight I went back and watched recently. I watched the Tony Giroff fight. And when I watched that fight live, I thought that fight was close as hell and Tony had to pull it out. I watched that fight years later. Tony.
Drive-by, baby. Gotta go, gotta go. 316, you're up.
316.
He's there, bro. Let him. Yo, damn. You're like, you're English counting him out right now. You're like, 1-7, knockout.
361, you're up.
Hey, what's up? Okay, all I want to say is, first of all, fuck Arislandi Lore. I'm not watching that shit tonight. I'm about to go out. And second, I take Fury. I got Fury over Klitschko by knockout, fight of the year. And also, I got a friend who was in the fifth row on Saturday night. He said that Cotto's punches didn't sound like shit, and Canelo's punches sounded like baseball bats. He won $60,000, bought two tickets to the fight, and he said that Canelo's punches sounded way just harder, louder, and that Cotto looked like he got his ass whooped. So if the judges are sitting on the ring, I think that explains the scorecards. And so that's all I got to say. I'm out.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. And remember, the number is 646-478-3068.
Call me now.
951, you're up.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, compa?
I'm just right here, man, chilling. Hey, but no, I think that Danny Garcia and Guerrero is going to be a good fight. I think Guerrero's going to get a problem. But, you know,
yo, you on the wrong show.
Hey.
You on the wrong show, man. It's Canelo we talking.
Hey. Oh, shit. Oh, well, hey, let me get the crow because I picked Cotto. Hey, but that's what's up, though, man. Let's go, Canelo, baby, all day. I'm back on it, man. Let's go.
You back on the train?
Let's do it, baby. Yeah, let's go, man. Let's do it.
All right, compa, man. Thank you, man. 619, you're up. 619, you're up. What do we got here? 404.
What's going on, Boxing Boys? This is GT Kid, man. I hope y'all doing good tonight. I'm going to be real quick. I watched some of that Cotto Canelo. I watched the first six rounds. Looked like Cotto just wasn't that effective. And it did look like Canelo was hitting harder, but I didn't call in and make a pick last week. I got Laura in the Snooze Fest tonight. That's all I really got, man. Hey, y'all need to do that show after the Klitschko fight, though. I'll call in. Later.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in, GT Kid. 323, you're up. 323.
Hello, guys. This is Dave, the chap.
Dave, what's going on?
Just,
Yeah, man, just calling in to see, you know how there's Triple G fanboys? All of a sudden after this Canelo, you know, Canelo Cotto fight, all of a sudden I'm starting to hear all these freaking Canelo fans or Canelo fanboys that are trying to protect their boy. It's a bunch of bullshit, man. Sorry to cut. Come on now. Like, oh, he's a mandatory, but you don't have to fight him. Come on now. It's a bunch of bullshit. Even Canelo's the guy who's calling everybody out, man. He's the man. Oscar's the one that protects all your fans. And Oscar protecting this guy. Canelo's the one that wants to fight. He said to put on the gloves. Let the man fight, man. Come on now. How is it that the fighter is the one who he's got the buff to go forward and the fans are a bunch of pussies and cowards? Come on, man. Step up. They like your boy. He wants to step up and fight everybody. He's 25. He's fighting everybody. Let him fight everybody. He wants to be a legend. Let him be a legend. I got Klitschko. Can't wait to hear B eat all that crow because he's going to pick Fury. That's it. That's my call. Thank you, guys.
Great show. Great fucking call, man. I love it. I love it. 6'10", you're up. 6'10".
Yo, Big Shaq, the God again. Gotta eat my crow. I did pick Cotto. I ain't had too much to comment about that fight. I just wanted y'all to run down which networks the fight's going to be coming on tonight and this weekend. I don't think we get that enough. Y'all have a good one.
All right, man. You know what? We running without a producer today, but I believe it is on.
I can tell you tonight's fights are on ESPN, and then Saturday's fights, the Klitschko fights on HBO, and we have fights on NBC on Saturday afternoon and Showtime Saturday night. There you go.
Robbie coming through saving the day. Holla. Let me see what we got. 513. Talk to me.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good with it?
What's good with it? Who
Yo,
is it?
Yo, this is Elohim Jeans. You know what I mean? First time caller.
All right. Damn, you needed to do all that after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah. Hey, first off, Ness, you know what I mean? Big shout out to you, boy. I seen you running them streets. You know what I mean? Hard work, dedication, getting that weight off.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. But I watched that fight, man. I guess I got to eat crow, too. I did pick Cotto. Yeah. Yum. Yeah. But I think Cotto really did outbox the kid, man. I just think Alvarez was too big, too strong. And, you know, the way we perceive boxing these days, man, we want to see that big shot, those big heavy shots. You know, we want to see the knockout or the knockdown. And Alvarez definitely would have pulled that off if Cotto had stayed in the pocket. But he was moving great. He was boxing great, in my opinion. He just didn't have enough strength nor enough power to – you know, really affect Alvarez. I will say that Alvarez has stepped his game up. His defense is really quietly very good, man. He was really on point with the reflexes, blocking that body shot, Cotto's famous body shot. He was really on top of that all night. Alvarez is not scared. He has taken on, I will say, pretty much like, you know, the top contenders, man, and I definitely think he could beat Little G, but he has to wait, let that marinate, as they like to say, and you know, build so, you know, the money can be right for that. You know, they got to build that up to really get it to be what it is, you know, to get that good pay-per-view money. But I do think he could beat Little G. I think it'll be a great fight because both of them will stand in the pocket, even though Little G showed that he could box a little bit. I think Alvarez will get it, you know. And really, man, I think that's about it, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Get out there on them streets, pave that way for all these bums sitting on the couch out here. You heard? Keep the potato chips out your mouth, but enjoy your Thanksgiving.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Thanks for the kind words, man. Remember, anybody that wants to follow my weight loss journey, check me out on Instagram at NessGTO. Same thing like Twitter, at NessGTO. So that's about the final of the show. We just wanted to give you guys another Miguel Cotto versus Saul Canelo Alvarez fight review. This is going to be part two because the first one, the audio was horrible. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this and you see that we go the extra mile for you. We also did a Danny Garcia, Roberto Guerrero announcement fight show earlier today, so check your iTunes or any podcast catcher that you're using to listen to the show, so when you go for your runs like me, you can listen to the show, because there's two episodes that we did for you today. We're going to take our last caller, 727, you're up. Who's this?
Hey, what up? This is Sparky Fisher from Clearwater.
What?
Hey, so I was listening to the other show earlier, and James was saying how this is a good fight, Garcia and Guerrero. I don't see why. Garcia's done nothing. I mean, Guerrero's done nothing at 147. He hasn't done anything since he left 135. I think Danny should step up, don't you?
Well, that is another show, but I'll say this, man. The same thing I said on that show. Find one welterweight, and I still haven't, you know, even researched this, but so far it's holding up pretty good. Find one welterweight that fought two consecutive decent top 10 guys and won. They haven't done it. And those that have attempted have lost.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Give me the top 10 welterweight that Danny's fought.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Malignaggi.
So he is.
Malignaggi and Roberto. Listen, hear me out. Malignaggi and Robert Guerrero are not worthy names for people. They're saying these two guys, he shouldn't be fighting. He should be fighting better guys. But what I'm saying is, hold on.
I was cool with that fight.
And that's cool. What I'm saying is, it's very difficult to find one other welterweight that fought better names than Malignaggi and Guerrero back-to-back, their first and second fight at 147. Not Floyd, not Pacquiao, not Thurman, not Porter. No one. But when you find it, you let me know. I'm going to let you go. And like I said, let me know. I'm at Twitter. At Twitter, NessGTO, you know, is the best way to check me out if you want me to respond. Like I said, you know, obviously, you know, you want to follow the weight loss journey. I'm on IG posting there at NessGTO. My co-hosts are all gone. So let's see if they're really going to come
back here.
Oh, yeah. There goes Robbie.
Are we going to come back tonight? Do Klitschko or what?
We'll see, Robbie, because if we are, guess what? It's going to be W and E, me and you, because these guys, I don't know. Look, they're gone and we didn't even finish this one. But listen, check us out on YouTube. Obviously, if you're watching there, like, comment, and subscribe. Remember to drop 5 stars on iTunes. And it's Thanksgiving. So, you know, I'm thanking that you're giving. Hit that donate button and keep the lights on. Buy yourself a shirt. I'm probably going to come out to L.A., man. I haven't been to L.A. in a while, but Danny might get me out there, man. So I'm looking for people with medical cards. You know what I'm talking about. Where Mario at? Play my coin. Soundbite. All right, guys, later.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.